OBT means you need a plan B. Unfortunately, this message has been lost as the level of drink drivers in the Gold Coast suburb Pimpama has increased over the past few months. Residents and workers in the area are divided on the seriousness of the issue and the different factors causing the levels to increase. With the new tavern opening up, an increase of police presence and a lack of access to Ubers and taxis in the area has made local residents concerned. Pimpama Tavern duty manager Zane Connolly believes the level of drink driving has escalated out of control.
I think that it's getting out of control. We're having RBTs on every second street, and the amount of people that we know that are getting pulled over every week is getting ridiculous, and people aren't learning their lesson.
Local resident Gary L has conflicting views on the level of drink driving in the area.
No, I don't think it's bad. My reason is because there isn't a massive pub culture or a vast array of pubs. I don't think people would necessarily travel to the pubs here for a reason. They would stay with their local pub.
Like Gary has theorised, people would only travel as far as their local tavern, meaning the introduction on the new tavern will potentially lower the drink driving levels.
If you've got someone on the other side of Pimpama who come here, they have to make that choice. Are they going to drive or are they going to Uber in? Or are they going to try and run the gauntlet, basically, come in, potentially, like, you know, drink too much and then drive back? Then that's on them. So at the minute, that's why there's a higher risk, in my opinion, of driving. Whereas, if that opens and there's someone over there, they don't have to drive here now. They can go to there. That's my theory.
Pimpama Tavern bartender Nikita Wilson opposes this view with beliefs the level of drink drivers will increase in the area with the new tavern open and functioning.
It's another access to alcohol. It somewhat promotes more drinking and more misbehaviour.
In March of this year, Pimpama welcomed a police station to the area which has reportedly caught a mass amount of drink drivers.
Actually, yeah, I think they have. I think them making a presence these last few weeks has definitely put everyone on high alert. They probably could always catch more, but...
ANSIC security guard Robert Urquhart understands the seriousness of the issue but puts it down to the police to keep drink drivers at bay once they leave a licensed venue.
There's not really much we can do. It's more a police thing. We can keep an eye on people, but once they leave our doors, we got no control over what they do.
With the new presence of police in the area, tavern goers should be exploring other options that aren't drink driving. Unfortunately, even with Pimpama being a growing suburb, it is still difficult to rely on public transport, mainly Ubers and taxis, to be the sober drivers on a night out. Nikita Wilson understands this is a large factor for the growth of drink driving levels from personal work experience.
Having more resources. I feel a lot of people struggle to find Ubers to get here, and a lot of them cancel on them, which then results to them to just cave in and drive home.
Many local residents and workers of Pimpama have given their opinion on the level of drink driving in the area, and here are their thoughts.
Yes, it is. The reason why, I personally probably done the wrong thing a few times, so I truly believe it needs to be more police.
Yes, because, well, the new police station, like, that only opened, what, a month ago or so, and it's caught how many drivers? Reportedly, someone said 400 people, which is huge.
The new tavern opening up has caused some concern for the local residents and workers of the area as well.
The league increased down there mainly because there's never any RBTs down there. They're always up toward the our tavern side this way. So down there, they'll start doing them along your upper road, but also start doing them along Dixon Drive and Finnegan Way and all that. So people might want to watch out.
Yeah, I'd say it would. There's no doubt about it. There's always drink drivers.
As we can see, the residents and workers of the Pimpama area do have conflicting views, but all in all understand and are concerned about the level of drink drivers around their community.